lymphedema. Women who have had breast cancer know what that is. Others who have developed it may or may not know what it is. Some of us have symptoms we may not be aware, but the person in the studio with me this morning can help us understand it better. Chris Bateson is here. Chris is from Upstate's Physical Therapy Department. She's going to tell us more about lymphedema. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
And welcome to Health Inc. On Air. Explain what lymphedema is.
Lymphedema, in simple terms, is basically the abnormal swelling of usually an arm or a leg, but it can also occur in your trunk as well.
Aha. So you say abnormal swelling, but you're talking about like big swelling.
If it is not treated properly and just let go, yes, it can definitely be very large and out of control.
It can. All right. The people that you were mostly working with in the hospital are breast cancer patients, because we do hear about lymphedema in regards to breast cancer patients. I want to get to that in just a minute, but really almost anybody can have this, can't they?
Anybody can have it. Typically, the risk is any type of lymph node dissection or radiation to an area of your body that has lymph nodes is the strongest risk for lymphedema, but a lot of traumatic surgeries or injuries could also lead to lymphedema. And some people are born with a genetic abnormality that could cause
it
as well.
Really? And it would be interesting to see someday if they find out that those people who were born with the genetic abnormality, then if they're the ones with the trauma later on, you know, we won't go to the research, but it would be interesting to find out. So this lymphedema, this swelling occurs, but it specifically regards the lymph nodes. Talk to us a little bit about the science or the medicine of it.
What happens is, first of all, the lymph system is usually poorly understood
Yes.
by a lot of people. You have a bunch of lymph nodes in your body, the main clusters being in your head and trunk area, as well as under your arms and at your groin area. And connecting all these areas are a series of vessels that are similar to blood vessels, if you want to think of it that way, but run separately from them.
Okay.
And what this
The lymph system. Okay.
And what this system does is help to regulate the fluid levels in your body and control how much extra fluid is in your tissues. Obviously, some fluid from the blood seeps out into tissues, and your lymph system is one way that helps to reabsorb that and get that back to where it needs to be.
And what are some of the times that you would have extra fluid? Certainly, you're talking about surgical. There's some trauma there. But what are some of the other times that would cause extra
surgical
fluid?
Surgical times. Pregnancy is another big example when you have a lot of extra fluid in your system.
I remember that. Yes.
You know, think of spraining an ankle, for example. You have that inflammatory response in the extra fluid there. Your lymph system is one way that helps to pick up the extra fluid and help to repair that site.
All right. And then do we think in terms also of people who are sweating in hot weather, that kind of a thing? Is that an effect? Or is that a different system?
That's a different idea
All
there.
Right. Okay.
Maybe another example is someone, a cancer patient, for example, getting a lot of chemotherapy or IV fluids and things. That's obviously going to increase the fluid load in people as well.
Sure. All right. So the lymph system is supposed to regulate these fluids, but when it's not doing its job, then people might notice this swelling in their hands or in their feet?
Correct.
All right. Or in their legs?
Correct. Typically in the arm or the hands and the feet are the most common area you're going to notice it first, but it could be anywhere up the whole limb.
So the question is, would you notice the swelling necessarily, or could you be having problems with this and not know it?
You could be having early symptoms and early onset of the problem and not notice any swelling.
Okay.
In that case, you may, if you're noticing in your arm or your leg that it's achy, it feels full, it feels heavy, it feels tight, especially at times when you're being a little bit more active, that can be an early sign of lymphedema, even though you're not noticing any swelling.
Okay.
And the earlier you can treat it and manage it, the easier it is to manage long term, because there is no cure for it. It's total management at this point in time.
I notice that some days my rings are tighter than others. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
If you are at risk for lymphedema, consistently noticing tight jewelry on your hands and wrist may be a sign, but it's normal for the rest of us who are not at risk for lymphedema to have, you know, some fluctuations in swelling. And we're all probably less swollen in the morning.
Yes.
And as we're up and around during the day, by the nighttime, gravity has that effect
of
pulling more edema toward our ankles and hands. So that would be a normal response, as long as in the morning when you got up, you felt like you were back to normal.
All right. So now someone has developed lymphedema. For whatever reason it might be. Can it be cured?
It cannot be cured.
All right.
There is management at this point. Complete decongestive therapy is considered the gold standard at this point in managing it.
All right. And how is that accomplished?
What that consists of is a type of manual therapy, which is similar to massage, that is helping to reroute the fluid away from the clogged areas, if you want to think of it like that, or the lymph nodes that are impaired, to other lymph nodes in your body that can help share the load for that impaired area.
So you're really moving the fluid around.
You're helping to move the fluid through the vessels more efficiently and basically rerouting it, having it take a detour route from where it normally likes to drain.
All right. We've only got about a minute and a half, but I also knew you've got a way now that you are studying with breast cancer patients and you're measuring whether or not they're going to get this lymphedema.
There's a new device called the ImpediMed, and what we are doing with our breast care center is measuring patients that are getting mastectomies or lumpectomies with no dissections pre-op. So we have a baseline of the size of each of their arms and how much fluid is in each arm. It uses a bioimpedance measurement.
Oh, which is what?
What it's basically doing is detecting how much impedance there is to an electrical current through your arms.
Okay, well, that's like way over my head. But in effect, you're trying to take a measurement before and take a measurement after. And you can tell by those measurements whether or not that woman will develop this lymphedema?
We can't tell whether she will develop it, but usually we use a tape measure to measure their arms.
Okay.
This device is much more sensitive, so we can catch it at an earlier stage where they might not be able to visually notice swelling.
Fabulous.
And the earlier we treat it, just like a lot of things, the easier it is for the patient to manage.
Excellent, excellent. And the patient is then aware and can take care of it through
time.
Excellent. Where can people get more information about lymphedema?
One good website to start with is lymphnet.org.
Okay,
lymphnet.org.
Very good. And they should ask about if they are diagnosed with breast cancer or have another problem with the lymph system. Is this something they should be talking to their doctors about?
They definitely should. And it's a good idea to get a therapy consult by a certified therapist. Come just for the education so you know your risks and what to look for.
Very good. Very good. Well, Chris Bateson from Upstate's Physical Therapy, thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
And listeners, we're going to take a break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.